think it was Elon Musk who said the only way to account for how crazy the world has gotten is that we're living in somebody else's computer simulation. But I'm here to tell you it's worse than all that. We're living in Robert Heinlein's crazy years. Hey, everybody, I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is Right Angle, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. Gentlemen, last summer I started a regular column over at my other job at PJ Media called Insanity Wrap, where I just collected all these crazy stories, and I figured I would do this once or twice a week, and I've been doing it every single weekday since I think last June, and the only days I haven't had enough news were the days I was too sick to read it. Just to give you an idea, we have stories like, I love this one. This is a fair question. Larry Elder asked it, but the fact that he had to ask it shows how crazy our world is right now. With reparations, would Obama get a check or write one? Fair question. But let me tell you first what the crazy years were, in case you're unfamiliar with Robert Heinlein stuff. Back in the 40s and 50s, he wrote his Future History Stories, which talked about a time in the late 20th and early 21st century in which rapid technological progress was combined with a rapid breakdown in social norms, family breakdowns, and all the rest of the things that we're actually suffering from today. So, Scott, let me give you a couple more of these just quick examples, because I collect headlines as part of my job. Joe Biden's HHS nominee, that's Health and Human Services nominee, isn't just transgender. He advocates sex change operations and hormones for prepubescent children. This is now normal enough to get a top spot in the federal government. And this one headline has so much wrong in it that I don't even know where to start. TikTok censored a pole dancing PhD who studies how social media silences women. Dr. Carolina R. claimed, "A video of my ass gets demoted quicker than, say, extremism or trolling." Scott, Glenn Reynolds over at Instapundit put up one of his pithy little headlines this week that kind of blew me away. He said, "Conservatives sat out the culture wars." And this is where we are, isn't it?
Depends on what you mean by that, I guess. Conservatives, in my recollection, did a tremendous amount of whining during the culture wars. It's just that they didn't create their own culture. They didn't generate their own content as an antidote to what was being promoted by the left. And having seen some more, frankly, an embarrassing amount of TikTok videos, I got to say that any woman that got on there and shook her tookus and got banned must have one ugly tookus, because there's a lot of, keistered gyration on Twitter. It seems like that is a new talent these days. If you can do that, you can then you're a content creator. It's hard for me to imagine why TikTok would have banned that, because they'll let almost anything in. It's when Heinlein was writing at the time frame that you suggest, my guess is that he was doing social commentary on what he was experiencing in his time and projecting it into the future. And so now we read it and we think it was prescient, but really when he was writing, he was just doing current satire. Let me say it this way. There have always been weird things happening. There haven't always been massive distribution channels for instant access to the weird things that were happening. So we didn't know when, you know, pole dancing PhDs were doing their routines, because there was no way to get it out there. I think you kind of have to hold both things in suspension. You got to go, okay, yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff out there. Is it any weirder than it was in the past? Probably not. But can we get access to the weird things that used to be happening in another town and I didn't have to be subjected to? Yeah, so you get that instantly. And because of what you see promoted online or promoted on the news or on TikTok, you think that the world is coming apart at the seams. I would contend that the world has been degrading for a long, long time, and we're just kind of seeing the current version of degradation.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with that at all, but it does bring me, it does raise an interesting point that I want to ask Bill about, because I hadn't considered this angle until just now. People have always gotten their freak on in the freakiest possible ways, usually with the blinds drawn, for the simple reason that the elites and the cultural and the popular culture had a job to kind of put the brakes on that, to show us something better, something to aspire to during those times when we had the blinds open. But Bill, these days, the wildest stuff we do, instead of being thought of as, well, maybe shameful is too strong a word, but has the official imprint from the popular culture. It has the stamp of approval from Washington. Isn't that a sea change?
Yeah, I know I'm with you guys on this one when I talk about pining away for the old days of, you know, 5-6 years ago, when virtually everything nutty that was happening, you could count on to come from Florida Man. Now, yes. it's like Florida Man Nation. It's like Florida Man has taken over the it's like Florida Man has become God. And while I agree completely with Scott, it is very tempting to say that all of these things that we're seeing are new, but there were wacky and nutty things that were going on before that we didn't see before. But with that said, I don't agree that that's just it. Things are getting crazier and crazier out there, and they seem to be getting crazier and crazier faster and faster, which I find very hopeful, to be honest with you. To me, watching what's going on in the mainstream culture now, as these woke ideas and as this left-wing progressivism gets more and more airplay, it's kind of like a conservation of momentum thing. It's kind of like watching a skater pull her arms in and just go from like this to it's really what it feels like to me. When your entire political philosophy comes down to the only achievement that you can make is to become a greater victim than the next person. And when all of the entire aspect of what you're doing is about sending virtue signaling to other people, you have to reach for weirder and weirder and weirder things, and things that are further and further and further away from the mainstream media, from society's norms. And the one you mentioned is a great example. Oh, okay. So we've got a transgendered cabinet minister. I didn't fall out of my chair when I heard that. You know, it wasn't like I got hit with a brick in the face, like, my God. But when you find out now that this person is actually talking about hormone therapy for prepubescent children, that was kind of like a brick in the face. It won't be a brick in the face in a year. In a year, it'll be pretty much normal. And then they will have to find another thing that'll be a brick in the face so that they can continue to rank themselves on the scale of grievance. This is actually a good thing, because the thing that we should be most afraid of would be that the people who are trying to take away our freedoms were behaving rationally and carefully and behaving effectively. But when the world seems to be getting more and more crazy by the hour, and that certainly seems to be the case for me, I find that reassuring, because the real danger is the old frog thing, right? The slow boil on the frog. The real danger is that things get weird so slowly that there's nobody who remembers things when they weren't crazy. And that doesn't seem to be a danger. It seems like everybody now understands the world's gone mad. And we did a segment on this last week or 2 weeks ago, where even French intellectuals are saying, we don't want any of this insane American wokeness, you know, here. So since it doesn't seem to be possible to stop, I'm kind of in favor of it burning itself out as fast as possible. And so the stranger things get and the weirder things get, the more people get turned off to this idea. And that's where I'm putting my hope anyway. And by the way, just the example of this woman who was fired from Mandalorian for tweeting, Gina for being Corona. A conservative, basically.
Gina Carano.
Yeah, Gina Carano. Just as an example of that, since that happened, Jon Favreau, who was trying to bring Star Wars back, has apparently quit the show and shut it down. That's the latest I heard. It's in discussion to shut it down. Wow. There's some real danger that Kathleen Kennedy and her woke mafia is getting the boot. So it's not like there's no pushback to this kind of stuff. Gina, she came out of this like a champ. There's talk about reinstating her. Disney's taken a punishment. So it's not like these ideas sell, Steve. It's just that they have to sell them harder and harder and harder and ramp up the advertising to ridiculous levels to get us to still, you know, stay tuned. But I don't think that's going to work for them.
You know, I've been joking for years that these are Heinlein's crazy years. We just live in them. But over the last, 12 months, I've gotten to the point where I'm George Jetson on the treadmill. And Jane, get me off this thing.
Stop this crazy thing.
Right? So that's pretty much where we are. So the problem we have as conservatives and libertarians is we've got these things called limiting principles. We only want to go so far. Give us a free economy and a stable currency. Give us a government that gets out of our way and give us enough. And this is where I part ways with my big libertarian friends. Give us enough aircraft carriers, a big enough air force that nobody dares mess with us. And that's all we want. That's fine. We're done. We'll, you know, we'll go back to our plow like Cincinnatus and be happy. Leftism has no limiting principles. Once you start down this path, as Bill said, it's an ever escalating stakes to who can be the biggest victim, who can be the most out there and all the rest. And it will burn itself out. The problem is they're making too much money at it right now. And the thing to do is to turn it off. Get off of Twitter. Dear God, it's a cesspit. Turn off Facebook. You don't need to get your news from Facebook. They feed off your rage clicks. They feed off your rage views. You don't need that kind of anger in your life. Turn it off. Pick up a book. Watch a DVD of an old show from the 80s that you like. Do something, anything else, but feed the beast and let it devour itself. There's your right angle on that, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. Just a quick reminder that content like this needs sponsors like you. So if you've been watching these for free, I'd love it if you go over to BillWhittle.com and join now or even just make a one-time donation. We got great big buttons for both right there on the front page. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.